Archers for the week 27 November to 2 December 2005.
There's someone new in the congregation at St. Stephen's.
Can you budge up a bit?
Hi, Amy.
Yeah, thanks. I spotted you coming in.
You weren't the only one.
No, I saw one or two heads turn.
Where were you?
Setting up charity Christmas cards to sell after the service.
Oh, of course. I must buy some myself.
Yeah, it's great you've come.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, Dad'll be well chuffed too.
Hope so.
You coming for lunch?
Yes.
Brilliant.
And then a few of us went down to the Punjabi Palace. Ever been, Ed?
No, don't think so.
Oh, mate, you'd know if you had. I've never tasted curries like them.
Yeah?
Yeah, you should take Emma.
Yeah, maybe.
Only go soon, before they're bought out by some chain, you know. They make all their own sauces.
Yeah, right.
Do you want another when you finish that?
No, you're all right, Tom. I told Emma it wouldn't be long. Stuff to do, you know.
Getting ready for Christmas, is she?
Yeah, well, you know how it is.
I mean, there's still a month to go, eh?
Yeah. Tom, Ed.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Oh, you're right. What on earth's the matter with your father?
Dad?
I was trying to tell him Jenny's picking up Peggy and Jack from the airport tomorrow. I couldn't get any sense out of him.
He's here?
He's over by the double there with Neil.
Oh, right. Is he? He's back early.
Where has he been?
Fishing trip, him and Mike Tucker.
Good grief. He wouldn't catch me coming back lunchtime, having given a 48-hour pass.
So, what's the matter with him?
Well, he's not on the ball at all. He offered to buy me a drink and then found he'd only got 20p.
Really?
Sir, he's been on a fishing trip, that probably explains it.
Yeah, sitting on a riverbank at 3 a.m. in this weather.
That's bound to do something to your brain, isn't it?
Is Oliver entering the Prime Stock show again this week?
Yeah, Charolais Cross Steer. Same dam as the one that won last year.
Oh, should do well, then.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Hello? Mm. Oh, Nelly! Hang on. What'd you say? No, look, hang on a minute, I can't hear you properly.
Natalie, eh? Somebody's going to be in hot water.
As if he didn't have enough problems.
Anyway, Tom, I come as the bearer of good tidings, you might say.
That's what I like to hear.
Jenny and I went to Botticelli's last night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bumped into Ken Tyler and his wife.
Oh, and the Borchester Maids.
Very same. I bought him a few drinks in the bar afterwards. Jenny got on famously with his wife, so he and I ended up discussing business.
As you do.
More business is done at the bar, Tom, than any boardroom, I can tell you.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right.
Anyway, upshot is, I got him to increase his order for the Christmas period by 25%.
Really? That's fantastic.
Isn't it just?
We must be well on course now for a healthy profit for this quarter.
Yeah, we'll drop into the office tomorrow if you like. We can go through the figures in detail.
Oh, I can't tomorrow. I promised Dad I'd give him a hand with the leaks.
Oh, well, whenever you're free, then.
Well, I've got a couple of hours this afternoon.
Oh, well, righto. Fine. Come in before you see to the pigs, then.
Great.
For now, you'd better rescue poor old Neil from your father.
Hiya.
Can I give you a hand, Amy?
Yeah, that'd be good. Thanks, Usha.
What are you making for lunch?
I call it winter veggie lasagna.
Ooh, sounds delicious.
Yeah, I'm running a bit late, though. We'll eat around 2 if that's okay.
Sounds fine to me. What can I do?
You could scrub the jacket spuds to go with it.
No problem.
Yeah, there's a nail brush in that drawer there.
A nail brush?
Yeah, we only use it for cleaning the vegetables. One of Dad's inventions. It works really well.
He's a very responsible man, your dad.
I know it's not very Italian, putting leeks and parsnips into lasagna, but Dad loves winter veg.
Me too.
He likes it to be really cheesy too.
Does he?
So what you do is layer it up with the vegetables, the pasta, and the cheese sauce.
What sort of cheese?
A good melting one, like cheddar or creamy Lancashire.
Okay. What sort of pasta?
The green lasagna. You know, the one made with the spinach. Those are his favourite kind.
Okay. What else?
Well, what we do is top it off with breadcrumbs and a sprinkle of parmesan.
Right, I remember.
In the summer, you can use tomatoes, peppers, courgettes. You like to eat whatever veggies in season.
Hey, you two! Look what I've just found.
Oh, Dad, you've not bit up into the roof again.
No, it's only a bit of dust and cobwebs.
Yeah, well, don't blame me when it ends up in your lunch.
No, listen. Hello, Mother. Hello, Father.
Oh, dear, you should have warned me about the pre-lunch floor show.
Hey, thank you. I shall start again. Hello, Mother. Hello, father.
By the way, Dad, you're not going to do this outside, are you?
Why?
Well, you'll have half the village dogs joining in. Quick, I'll distract him. You run for help.
Oi, 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 Peter, come on. If you've quite finished, I could do some advice here.
My advice is don't.
On my performance. Can you see what I've got to put up with, Usha?
Come on, let's humour him.
See, I found this in an old suitcase in the loft. When I was at college, we put on a Christmas review. It was a bit like Linda's.
And this was what you performed?
Yeah. Well, years ago, my dad and I used to split our sides laughing at this song by Alan Sherman.
I don't think I know it.
Mm-mm.
Oh, come on. Ed Stewpot was forever playing it on Junior Choice.
Is he still speaking English?
I think so.
A friend of mine and I wrote a version and we did a duet.
Oh, go on then, Dad. Let's hear it.
Thank you. It's called A New Vicar's First Christmas.
Great.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Now I've left my alma mater. My new parish is engaging. What I've seen between the storms that have been raging...
No, what?
No,
sorry?
No, no. What? Dad, you're not serious about this, are you?
It doesn't matter if I make a twit out of myself. That's the point.
But it matters to me. I'm going to be so embarrassed.
Hey, come on. It's only a bit of fun.
Fun? Oh, dear. Are you sure?
Eh?
I'm not sure that's quite the right attitude.
Why?
Well, Linda's deadly serious, you know. She won't let Joe do the one about the barefooted girl with clogs on.
Won't she?
No. She gave him very short shrift after she told him he couldn't do Christmas Day in the workhouse and had to do a poem by Thomas Hardy.
Did she?
She expects nothing less than perfection.
Sounds like Sharon Osbourne with the blue rims.
Not nervous, are you, Dad?
No, not at all. Just having second thoughts.
Ed, where have you been? Your mobile's been off. I've been worried sick.
Where's George?
Oh, he's fast asleep. Ed, what's up? Where have you been?
Driving around. I'm a bastard of a brother.
Don't. What is it?
I wish that was his face.
Ed, tell me. What's he done? Please.
Check George is all right. Come back out. I need to talk to you.
Whew. Here's your beer, Tom.
Oh, cheers, Brian.
So, what do you think?
Yeah, pretty impressive, aren't they?
Yeah. And here, you can see the steady upward trend in sales.
Mm. And income's rising even faster now we're not having to offer so many discounts.
Mm. Well, it's looking very good for the next quarter, isn't it?
Yeah, better than I'd hoped, actually.
Good. Well, you can give yourself a pat on the back, Tom. I think we've got both the product and pricing spot on.
Yep. Looks like it.
So in the new year, I think we should put all our resources into opening up new markets.
Well, yeah, let's go for it.
Good.
I'm going to really enjoy this Christmas.
What I'd like you to bend your mind to over the holidays is looking for a part-time pigman.
Really?
Because with these figures, you see, we can afford it.
Yeah, looks like it.
That'll leave you free to take over the day-to-day admin, you know, ordering, invoicing, that sort of thing.
No problem.
To be quite honest, Tom, I can do without.
Well, that's fine by me.
So... get your suits out of mothballs, eh? For a few hours a week, anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic, Brian. Cheers.
Well, here's to Tom Archer Pork in 2006. Cheers.
I've bought your scarf.
Thanks, Em.
Come here. There.
Thanks.
You look freezing just in your jacket.
Yeah, thanks.
Look, whatever Will's done now, whatever's happened, let's not let it bother us, eh? It don't matter anymore, does it? We've only got to wait till Wednesday. Tickets are booked. We'll be miles away where he can't touch us.
Emma.
I love you, and you love me, and we love George. And that's all that matters, isn't it?
You deserve better than all this. This crappy caravan on a pig farm. I need to give you more.
But, Ed, you will. You are.
No.
We'll have our lovely little cottage in France, won't we?
Emma.
And it'll be hot and sunny, and me and George can sometimes watch you working.
Emma.
And George can start nursery and learn to speak French. And your mum and dad will get used to the idea and come and stay. Oh, and in the evenings, it'll be warm enough to eat outside.
Stop it!
Oh, was what we said.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's not going to happen, is it?
No.
No. Please don't say that.
I'm really, really sorry.
But it's got to. We have to go.
Natalie rang me.
When?
When I was in the pool.
But why? What did she say?
She said they knew I hadn't been honest about my personal situation.
What? I don't get it.
They said they're going back on their job offer. Because someone rang them up to say... Well, to tell them George isn't mine.
What?
Yeah. And I was planning to take him to France legally. They don't want to get involved.
Will?
Sorry, who else?
But how? How did he know?
I don't know, but I'm going to go straight round to his cottage and find out. Then I'm going to give him a kick and he'll never forget.
No, no, you can't.
Just watch
no,
me.
Please, you really can't. If you do that, then what'll he do back? He'll go straight to his solicitors and tell them you're violent.
So?
He might take me to court. And they'll never let me keep George if he makes them think I'm living with a violent man.
Just got to roll over and take it.
We can't lose George. We can't, please, Ed.
Don't be daft. Come here. No, I'll never let that happen. You know that. You know I love George. He's ours. We're going to love him and look after him, and nothing's going to stop us.
You do mean it.
You know I do. If Will's sitting at home now waiting for me to come round and beat him to a pulp, well, he's just going to have to wait. Yeah, I bet he's thinking that's exactly what I'll do. What is wrong?
But now we've got to face him and everyone else. Ed, what if he tells everybody what we were going to do?
God, do you think I'll give a stuff what they all think?
I can't do it. I just want to go away. Ed, please, just take me away.
Oh, please, Em. You're breaking my heart. Look, if anybody ever says anything to you, you just tell me, right? And I'll put them straight. We can't go to France, though. Oh, Em. I'm so sorry. We've got to stay here.
Lillian's got food for thought.
Heel, Meg. Come on, girl.
Will! Will!
Oh, great. Careful, Mrs. Bellamy. Don't ride too close to the verge. You'll put up the pheasants.
Whoa, boy. Sorry.
Right. Oh, could you just bear it in mind, please, this time of year?
Thing is, well, I don't even have much choice. This lane's completely overgrown. It's supposed to be a bridle path.
Well, it's not anymore.
Oh, it certainly is. I've been riding here for quite a few years. There's a signpost, I'm sure there is.
Have you read the signpost recently?
What do you mean? It says bridle way.
It says footpath.
Says what?
The bridleway was a problem. So Matt had the bridleway sign taken down and replaced with footpaths. Problem solved.
Oh, really?
Afraid so.
And it's so overgrown, presumably not many walkers make it this far along the path.
Yeah, I know.
And that's why further up the fence where the gate should be, there's a broken stile.
Well, yeah.
Well, what's he up to?
This is estate land.
I know where I am.
Matt's not keen on people messing about up here.
Yeah, but I have every right to ride along here. I mean, it's on the map. It's a bridle way.
It's not just horses, though. You have to see it from Matt's point of view.
Oh, do I?
You'd get quad bikers up here. You know, teenagers from Grange Spinney with their parents' Chelsea tractors. Off-roading.
Now, even so.
But the point is, this is working land. Not some amusement park.
There must be measures to prevent that kind of thing.
Simpler this way, I reckon.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Look, I'm sorry, but I haven't got time to stay here and chat.
Well, Matt's got no right to keep people off this land.
Well, you'll have to see him about that.
Oh, I shall. Don't you worry.
What was that, Peggy?
I said we haven't got very much in.
Haven't we?
I didn't want to leave any fresh food while we were in Spain.
Oh, no, of course not.
So, what about a tuna and mayonnaise sandwich?
Well, we need bread.
We called at the shop, Jack, on our way back from the airport.
Oh, yes.
And then we can save the game pie Jenny made and have that for supper.
That sounds just the job.
Well, I'll cut the bread and you butter it.
Righto. I'll just wash my hands.
Oh, it's good to be back home, isn't it? Do you remember that Frank Sinatra song?
Oh, yes. It's very nice to go travelling, but it's so much nicer to come home.
I wonder what to do about Christmas.
I hadn't thought about it.
Should we have Christmas Day here, just the two of us?
I don't know. Christmas is such a family time, isn't it?
Perhaps we should go somewhere for the day.
I did enjoy La Manga.
Yes, it was very relaxing, wasn't it?
A smashing break. Just what the doctor ordered.
We should get away more often, you know.
It's easy to get carried away with being busy in Ambridge.
Yes, it is.
There was something I wanted to talk to you about, Peggy.
Oh? About Ambridge or La Manga?
It was about Jimmy and Dot.
Oh, yes.
About how well they looked.
Didn't they just?
Jimmy looks 10 years younger.
Yes, I thought so too.
And not just him, but Dot too. And there's a reason.
Plenty of fresh air and sunshine in Spain, I shouldn't wonder.
Just a minute, Peggy. I jotted it down in my book.
All right, dear.
Ah, yes. Here it is. It's since he sold the restaurant chain. And it's made me think too.
Yeah, out of the same dam as our champion last year, ain't you, boy?
So, Oliver's got another winner on his hands, then.
Yeah, put it this way, you can get very good odds.
Is Oliver about?
No, he's with his accountant. Well, he brought his fishing basket back.
Ah. What do you know about our fishing trip?
Nothing, just that you went fishing.
Oh, right.
Oliver just said he'd lent you his basket because the strap on yours broke.
Yeah.
They bought in?
Who?
The cart.
Oh, no, not much. Yes, a very nice beast. Good hindquarters. How is he to handle?
Oh, yeah, he's good as gold. Got him on the halter ages ago.
Best way.
You ever put animals in the show, Tony?
Not for years. Never seem to get the time somehow.
Yeah, he must be pretty busy over there.
Relentless. Nothing I'd like better to fatten a few bullocks and put them in the show. But fat chance of that.
Yeah, you don't have Tom so much now, do you?
Well, he still helps out from time to time.
Oh, that's good.
And, of course, he does the veg boxes.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, huh? Oh, yeah, I get it. The Charolais. Yeah, very good, Will.
Hello, Tony. Ed.
How are the shoots going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. There was a party of French people, but they had to cancel.
Oh, it's a pity.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Very fond of game, the French. Well, food in general, I suppose.
Well, do you think that's what attracts Brits to go there?
Yeah, that and the property. There are some good farming opportunities in France these days.
Are there? Yeah. Well, Mum and Dad went once, to Meruel. I bet it's a great place to live.
Oh, Debbie seemed to enjoy her time out there.
Yeah, she's lucky. France, then Hungary. I bet a lot of people wish they could have a fresh start. Somewhere like France.
Well, speaking personally, I'm happy enough here. Each to his own, eh?
Yeah. Each to his own.
Hello, you two. You like a good log fire, don't you?
Oh, Bill and Ben look cosy curled up there.
Yes, they're purring away.
I've done the unpacking and put the washing machine on. I'd better tidy up before Lillian and Matt come.
There'll be no hanging it out this afternoon.
No, it's a bit different from this time yesterday afternoon, isn't it?
Where were we?
It was ladies' afternoon at the club. You and Jimmy went for a stroll while Dot and I played a round of golf.
Oh, now that reminds me.
Of what, dear?
Leave those cushions to sit down a minute.
What is it?
Jimmy's sold his restaurant chain, you know.
Yes, he did mention it.
He said it's taken years off him and Dot. Said he wished he'd done it years ago. For her sake.
Did he?
So, it made me think, Peggy. Perhaps I should sell Grey Gables, after all.
Hi, Mum. Come in.
It's Lillian.
She and Matt said they'd call.
Oh, my goodness, it's chilly.
We'll discuss it later, Peggy, shall we?
Matt's on his way. He's bringing some cakes from the car.
Yes, dear. Come in.
How are you both? Did you have a good time?
Hello.
Hello, Lillian. Yes, we did, thank you. Oh, Jack, could you see Matt in, please?
Yes, of course.
And how is Jack?
He's very well. And Jimmy and Dot were wonderful with him.
Did you enjoy the golf?
Oh, I did.
Oh, thanks, Jack.
Jack was... Well, he was a bit fed up after his first game.
Oh?
His swing isn't nearly as powerful as it was.
Lillian's treat.
His putting was a bit off, too.
Oh, he's just rusty.
Well, Jack.
Though he found it all a bit of a struggle.
Oh, dear.
He insisted he'd rather sit and relax in the sun. But I know he was disappointed with himself.
Come through, Matt. Peggy. Matt's brought some lovely cakes.
Hello, Peggy. Had a good time?
Hello, Matt. Yes, thank you. Come and sit down by the fire.
Oh. Glad to be back.
Yes, we are. I'll go and put the kettle on. Then you and Lillian can tell us what we've missed.
Well, Mum, you'll never guess what's happened with the two Grundy boys.
All right, I'll get the message. How'd you find out?
Spot
spoiled your little plans, have I?
6 months ago, Will, I'd have broken your jaw. You'd have been spark out on the grass.
Well, come on then. What are you waiting for?
Because I know that's just what you want.
What's it feel like to have to bring up somebody else's kid?
Well, knowing I'm not giving you what you want, that makes it dead easy to resist.
What's it like when he keeps you awake all night to work for peanuts just for the privilege of buying him stuff, knowing you'll never be his dad?
It's great, because every time he looks at me, every time he smiles at me, I know it's me he loves.
You're kidding yourself. Just don't try to take him anywhere else, because you'll get stuck.
Drop dead.
I've got his passport.
Hey? How?
Yeah.
You broke into the caravan.
Neil lent me a key. And I've been to see my solicitor. If you try anything like that again, I'll get an injunction out.
Fine. I'll be staying here. Living with Emma and George under your nose, if that's what you want.
Yeah, and I'll be round to see my son whenever I like. And you'll have to live with that.
And Linda thinks she's Cameron McIntosh or someone. Honestly, it's a review in a village hall, not a command performance of Les Mis.
Jenny was saying the notice for the parish council elections goes up on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, and the ubiquitous Linda Snell standing for that.
Really? Gosh, she's going to be busy.
Anyway, who else, since you've obviously had your ear to the ground on this one?
Oh, Nathan, what's his name, Booth?
Mm. Oh, dear me, no.
Well, what's he like? Bit of a radical, is he?
Quite the opposite.
Nathan Booth, darling, is the Uriah Heep of Ambridge. Clammy hands and eyes like a rattlesnake. When he licks his lips, you half expect a forked tongue.
Yeah, but what platform's he standing on? He's not one of the Keep Ambridge and Aspic Brigade, is he?
Oh, yes. Now, talking of preserving things, Matt, darling, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Yeah?
Yes. I was exercising one of the school horses this morning and found one of your bridle ways obstructed.
There aren't any bridle ways on estate land.
Quite.
Now, there's an idea, Lillian.
Sorry?
Why don't you stand in the elections?
Me?
Lillian?
Well, dear, you could get something done about public pathways yourself. You shouldn't leave things to the same people all the time.
Your mother's right.
Hey, you know, that's not a bad idea, Lillian. It wouldn't do me any harm to have a pair of eyes and ears on the council.
That's not quite what I meant.
Only me, Mum.
Oh, come in, Tony.
Hi. I'll put it in the kitchen.
Is that one of your veg boxes?
Yeah, Pat suggested it. Save you from having to shop in this weather.
Oh, it's very kind.
Oh, it's no problem. I've just left it on the table.
Dear Tony, your sister's standing for the parish council.
Parish council? You?
But why not me? Anyway, don't know. I'm very busy.
The elections won't be until after Christmas.
Oh, which reminds me, Matt and I would like you and Jack to come to us for Christmas Day.
Oh, that sounds nice, doesn't it, Peggy?
Very nice, thank you, dear.
Good. What are your lot up to, Tony?
Well, it'll just be the four of us this year, as far as I know.
I'll get you a cup, Tony. You'll stay and have a cuppa with us?
Oh, yeah, fine, thanks.
And have you brought anything to add to the table from your fishing trip?
What sort of thing?
Fish, Tony?
No.
Have you been fishing, dear?
Yes.
Wasn't it very successful?
You know.
Well, you either caught some or you didn't.
Well, it was okay. Right, actually, I won't stay. I'd better get back to the,
farm, Tony?
Yes. See you.
Oh, right. I'll see you to the door.
Bye.
What's all that about?
Oh, what?
I recognise that shifty expression.
What else do you mean?
Him and Mike Tucker and their fishing trip.
What about it?
Carp weren't the catch they were after.
Tony and Mike?
Are there any mermaids in the Trent?
Linda's on a recruitment drive.
Honestly, Ruth, it's like the ghost of Christmas past.
What do you mean?
People have such short memories. They forget all the fun they always have when they take part in the Christmas production.
Yeah.
Last year, the rehearsals for A Christmas Carol were an absolute joy from start to finish. when I decided to step in this year as director, I had hoped that some people might have managed to carry their enthusiasm forward.
Well, it's very good of you to take it on, Linda.
Well, it felt like the right thing to do.
But maybe people are just a bit shy. I mean, it's harder to do a turn on your own, isn't it? It's not like being on stage with a load of other people.
I'm only asking people to do their party piece. It should be easy.
Well, not everyone has a party piece. Well, not when they can perform in front of the village, anyway.
Well, perhaps not. Anyway, then I remembered that David so valiantly volunteered to be a dwarf when I was considering a production of Snow White, and I wondered...
Hang on a minute. I think volunteered might be a bit of a strong word.
Well, he is a parish councillor, Ruth, and I think it's his duty to support the village in any way he can.
I really don't think so. But I am bringing Pip and her friend Izzy to the auditions.
Oh, well, that is good news.
I thought you'd be pleased. So you can cross us off your list after all.
Hi, Tony.
Ah, hello, Pat.
How are things?
Oh, fine, fine.
Oh, good. I called in at Underwood's after I delivered the cabbages.
Oh, yes.
Made a start on the Christmas shopping.
Sorry, cabbages?
I took the cabbages to the shop.
Oh, right.
Tony, is everything all right?
Yes, fine. I told you.
There was a beautiful tablecloth with a handmade lace edging. Peggy'd love it.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'll think about it.
Yes, right.
Tony, are you listening to me?
Yes.
Be a bit quieter this Christmas, won't it? Just the four of us, no partners.
Well, there are plenty of shopping days left yet.
So, I thought this year we could decorate the tree together and put it in here for the cows.
Oh, good idea.
Honestly, you haven't heard a word I've said.
You have been
in a funny mood ever since you came back from your fishing trip.
What?
You're going to the Bull later with Mike?
No.
Oh? What are he and Betty doing for his birthday on Thursday?
No idea.
Have you and he had a row?
No, of course not.
Right. I'll go make a start on supper. You're only about seven, OK?
Well done, Pip. Well done, Izzy. So, what do you think, Linda?
Well, the choreography was quite good.
Can you both go and help Usha make the teas and coffees?
But it's not very Christmassy.
I thought you might say that. But, I mean, recent Christmas number ones have been a bit miserable.
And are they going to sing as well?
I think so. Izzy's stepdad says he knows where you can get his hands on a karaoke machine.
A karaoke machine?
Although I didn't ask exactly what he meant. I hope it won't have fallen off the back of a lorry.
Well, I should hope not. A visit from the police would hardly improve the festive feel of the piece.
Yeah. And sorry about the little spangly tops, too. I hadn't vetted their costumes.
No. Well, I think for a family show, something a little less eye-catching might be in order.
Of course.
I mean, the village needs entertainments and diversions that are suitable for all. For example, if I am elected onto the parish council...
Does that mean they're passed, then?
Oh, absolutely. And we can discuss some more suitable attire in due course. Right. Next, please, Titcomb and Mrs. Pugsley.
Usha, look, have you seen Titcomb?
Yes.
Oh, that cloak's a bit flat. Oh, perhaps we should have come in costume like. I never thought.
Hey, what is that, Alan, do you know?
No idea.
It's like a cross between a penguin and Count Dracula. Oh, blimey.
He's taking something out of his hat.
What's the magical Titcomb and his glamorous assistant? Oi, give us a twirl, Mrs. Pugsley.
Hey, Mike, I was meant to ask you, how was the fishing?
Oh, all right.
That
shut him up. He's hardly said a word about it since he got back.
Well, there can't be that much to say.
Yeah, exactly. Just a few blokes sitting on a river bank in silence.
If you say so.
Who's our partner, Mr. Titcomb, then?
You and Mike.
Oh, come on, get your dancing shoes on then,
hey?
Mike.
Right.
Here you go.
Well, we'll go in the kitchen with a CD player and have a bit of a practice, if you like.
Yeah, good idea.
What music are you dancing to?
Winter Wonderland.
Oh. If that doesn't get you in the Christmas spirit, nothing will.
I love Christmas.
Well, I expect you're looking forward to Brenda coming home from university. Mm.
Well, it'll be here before we know it. First Sunday of Advent, this Sunday just gone.
Oh, yes, Susan said you were in church, Usha.
That's right.
I didn't know you were a churchgoer.
Church is open to all, Betty, not just the chosen few.
Oh, I didn't mean any offence.
None taken, Betty, don't worry.
Hey, come on, Titcomb's working himself up to some sort of big finale. Let's get focused here.
Oh, hark at him.
Oh, one of us has got to be professional.
Alan?
Yeah?
That was a bit sharp.
What was?
Well, poor Betty. It's just a throwaway comment.
Yeah.
Tony, you've been staring at that same piece of paper for the last half hour.
Oh, right.
Why didn't you put it away and come and watch TV?
Oh, no thanks, Pat. I think I'll have an early night.
There's something bothering you. Can't you say what it is?
It's nothing.
It's not, I can tell.
No, honestly, I'm fine.
You may as well tell me. You know I'll get it out of you eventually.
Well, if you must know, it was that fishing trip.
I knew it.
Yeah, I've met these mates of Mike's before. Individually, they're OK, but I knew as soon as we got in the minibus, there'd be trouble.
What happened?
Well, no sooner had we all set off than one of them opened a cooler and started passing the beers round.
Oh?
Yeah. I thought, oh, great. I won't be fishing carp out of the Trent. I'll be fishing drunken Darrington blokes out instead.
And that's what happened?
Oh, no. But only because we hardly got to see the river. We spent most of our weekend in bars.
Wait a minute. Wind is lighter, snow falls gently, moon shines brighter, landscape stunning, in the dales, mother, father, kindly disregard these emails.
Alan's really funny, isn't he?
Yeah. Did he write that himself?
Yeah, when he was training to be a vicar, he said, not long before he came here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was an accountant before that, wasn't he? Hard to imagine.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I think it's really good. Linda's bound to pick him for the show.
Well, it's not like she's got masses to choose from. Reckon everyone will get through.
We'll be lucky. What was the matter? You suddenly developed two left feet.
Oh, had another couple of customers knock me back this week. Any more stop ordering and there won't be no point in carrying on with the milk ring.
Oh, it'll pick up again. It has before.
Yeah.
But that's not it, though, is it?
What?
What's been nagging at you?
Oh, you're not going to let it drop, are you?
No.
Right. Well, it was that fishing trip.
Yeah, at last.
Well, I say fishing trip, it's more like a pub crawl.
Oh, all that way just to spend the weekend propping up bars?
Well, Frank and Dennis are normally dead quiet. As soon as they get with that Darrington lot, it's like somebody's flicked the on switch. All he was interested in was trying to pick up girls.
And obviously, I wasn't interested in picking up girls.
Well, no.
No, I did the decent thing and kept well clear.
Of course you did, Tony.
They were everywhere you looked. I've never seen so many. It was as though someone had opened the floodgates. You should have seen them. Skirts like pelmets, hens on tour T-shirts.
Oh, you got a close look then?
Well, you couldn't avoid it, Pat. But I'll tell you something. If I hadn't been on hand to keep an eye on Mike, who knows what might have happened.
Mike?
And I had a good mind to leave him to it and go fishing on me own.
And did you?
No. A good thing I didn't. I dread to think what might have happened.
How do you mean?
Well, if I hadn't been on hand to chaperone Tony, who knows what he'd have got up to?
Tony Archer? You sure?
Well, what's that supposed to mean? Of course I'm sure.
Well, it's just so unlikely, I suppose.
Yeah, but it's the quiet ones you've got to watch, isn't it?
Perhaps, but Tony? I mean, I know Pat's a friend and everything, but he's hardly George Clooney, is he?
Are you accusing me of making this up?
No, I'm just saying that he might be exaggerating, that's all.
But why would I want to do that?
I don't know. Perhaps to avoid having the finger of suspicion pointed at you.
What? I don't, but you don't honestly think I go round chasing girls half my age?
Oh, of course not. Don't think you could catch them.
Oh, well, thanks for the vote of confidence, Betty. Thanks a lot.
Oh, calm down. I'm only pulling your leg.
Miss Pat has got to keep her husband on a tighter lead, I'm telling you. His eyes was popping out of his head.
Whose eyes were popping out?
No, nobody's.
Hey, I bet you wish you were still on the river, eh, Mike? A bit more peaceful, isn't it, when it's just you and the fish?
I think the nearest Mike and Tony got to any fish at the weekend was drinking like one.
Alan, did you manage to get through the auditions, then?
Well, looks like it. Well, I got told that my comic ditty would fit in with the rest of the show.
Well done.
Although Linda makes Simon Cowell look like Mother Teresa, I don't know how you can even get up there.
Oh, she's all right once you know how to handle her.
Is that why she managed to railroad you into doing a duet with Amy as well?
Yeah, I think I might have my work cut out there.
Ooh, that wind.
Come here, inside my coat.
Alan, I should go in.
I ought to go home too.
I've got a busy day tomorrow. I ought to have an early night. I'm in court.
The laurels and hospital visits for me.
So,
Yeah? I have been dying to do this all the evening.
Yes?
Oh, yes. You've no idea how hard it's been, Usha, trying to keep my hands off you.
What would Linda have thought?
I was beginning to get past caring.
I really ought to go inside.
All right.
Where's my key?
Oh, I almost forgot. Amy came home with an advanced Christmas present for us. You and me.
Really?
Yeah, tickets for Symphony Hall in Birmingham. A Christmas concert.
Oh, that's so lovely of her.
Yeah, so I'm going to get her an extra present too. As a bribe for singing with me in the review.
What was all that about fishing trip tonight?
Oh, I've no idea. But give it time and the whole of Ambridge will find out.
Good night then.
You sure? Yeah.
Night.
Night.
David and Oliver shape up for a rematch. It's the Borchester Prime Stock Show.
The notice for the parish council elections goes up today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, did I say that Nathan Booth is standing?
Yeah.
And he might well win. What a great start to the new year that'd be.
He might not.
I've got this awful vision. Him and Derek Fletcher going around persuading people into voting for him.
What, with black glasses, gloves and knuckle dusters?
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't need those to twist arms. Oh, and I've checked with the bridge company. It's definitely coming on Monday.
Did he get through to Christine?
Well, I told Dad when he picked up the kids from school this morning. Come on, fella. Go on, get over.
Right.
Come on, shift. He said he'd pass the message on.
She'll be really pleased.
Well, Neil's going to give me a hand to build it. And Eddie and Mike put in a few hours with us on Monday, weather permitting, to get the end seats ready.
There should be some sort of dedication ceremony. You know, God bless the Barford Bridge and all who walk over it.
Well, I expect Auntie Chris will do something like that.
Hey, David, look over there.
Hey.
The Welsh Black.
Oh, yeah. It's a tidy enough beast.
There's a bit more of a challenge than that.
No chance. There's only one steer in the native breeds class worth a second look, and that's this chap here. Hey, fella.
Pitman Izzy did a good job this morning with getting him ready.
Yeah, they're all people. Talking about Alan and Usha.
I'm not surprised they noticed. Alan thinks he's playing it cool in front of everyone. Every time Usha came back into the room, his face lit up like a Christmas tree. He couldn't take his eyes off her.
Really? Good for him.
Hello, Ruth. David.
Hi, Oliver.
So, is this the beast you're entering into the show? Very handsome.
Well, I'd retire your steer now, Oliver, if I were you. Save yourself the bother.
Oh, how strange. I was just coming over to advise you the same thing.
Well, you can save your breath for the congratulations at the end.
Oh, think you'll get as far as the overall show champion, do you?
It'll be a walkover.
Just listen to you two.
So who's the sponsor this year, do you know?
Silverdale Animal Nutrition.
Uh-huh.
The prize is 200 quid worth of feed tokens.
Well, that'll come in handy.
Will the exhibitors in Class A, the native breed steers, please lead their animals into the ring where judging is about to take place?
Well, good luck. May the best man win, eh?
Yeah, indeed.
Come on, sweetheart. Let Mummy give you your breakfast. Make you big and strong. Come on. Yeah, here it comes. George! Oh, look what you've done. What a mess, eh? Oh. Oh. Hi, Ed. Hiya, how's it going?
Oh, yeah, great, thanks. We're looking really good.
Oh, I'm glad.
Look, I got a missed call from you. What's up?
I got the post from Mum's.
And?
Well, it was addressed to you. I opened it because I knew what it was. It's the credit card bill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Well, look, I've got the card on me. I'll pay some of it in the bank before I come back after the show, like.
Well, how can we afford to pay a credit card bill at this time of year?
I don't know. I'll just pay the minimum, yeah?
I wish we'd never had the test done.
Well, we did. Now we've got to pay for it.
I don't know how we're going to manage.
We'll find a way. I could try and get the money back for the ferry tickets.
Yeah?
Look, I've got to go. Oliver's waiting for me.
Well, I hope he appreciates the work you put in. Going over there at 6 o'clock this morning just to get his cow ready.
It's a steer. He does appreciate me. He's all right, is Oliver?
Yeah, I know.
Look, why don't you wrap George up and take him to the swings, eh? Cheer yourself up. Bit of fresh air, do you both good?
But why if Will's told anybody?
Well, he hasn't yet. I don't think he will. He's got us right where he wants us, hasn't he?
But what if he tells Mum and Dad?
Well, if he does, we're just going to have to cope. Stop worrying. He's got what he wants, coming up for George whenever. Mm. He's got nothing else to gain, has he? I've got you, and he knows that.
Yeah.
But I'll see you tonight, okay? Kiss baby for me. Go get some fresh air, eh?
Yeah, yeah. All right, I will.
He's very strict, isn't he?
I'm surprised he got rid of that Limmy so quickly. When we saw him in the lines earlier, I thought he stood a good chance.
He's giving that Simmental a good going over.
I know. Oliver's heart must be in his mouth. I think he's got too much in the forequarter.
Well, maybe. That judge has been back and forth between his steer and that one about 4 times. Seemed like he did the same with us and that Welsh black.
I told you, didn't I? But we did it. It's fantastic.
Hey, hang on, hang on. I think he's made his mind up. Yes!
And the winner of Class F, the Continental Steers, is Mr. Oliver Sterling of Grange Farm, Ambridge.
Well done, Oliver!
Yeah, well done!
So, we're up against Oliver for overall show champion.
It's a replay of last year.
No. I think we've got the edge. We're going to win this year. I know it.
Get in, stupid thing. Oh, God. Oh, no, it's okay, Georgie. It's all right, Mummy's all right. Stupid tin opener got stuck, didn't it? Oh, it's okay. Come on. Oh, silly tin opener. And we're in a stupid tin can. Oh, we should have been off to France today. Oh, Mum! Oh, is George all right?
Yeah, he's fine. He just got startled when I dropped the drawer.
Oh, hello, lovely. Oh, come down. Let me hold him while you pick up the cutlery.
Thanks.
Oh, look at the little Robin Red dress, George. Nice, with his little red waistcoat. Oh, it's my day off today, so I thought I'd go into Borchester.
Oh, that's nice.
Because somebody else with a red coat will be coming soon, won't they? Father Christmas.
Oh, you're going Christmas shopping?
Yeah, I've done a lot of it. You know how I hate to leave things to the last minute.
Oh, can me and George come?
Oh, of course you can. That's why I called.
Oh, great. What time?
Oh, about half an hour, is that okay?
Yeah, what about dinner?
Well, we can have it at Underwood's if you like. My treat. They do little jars of baby food.
Oh, that's brilliant, Mum. Oh, thanks.
It's only Borchester.
I know, but it'd be nice. I'll come over to the house when we're ready, then.
Want me to lead him in? Well, I'm the one who trained him.
No, thanks, it's fine.
Okay.
This is between me and Deb.
Right, well, don't give him any more than 4 feet of rope, and don't let him get his head away from you, okay?
No, I won't have any problems.
Good. You can do the business for us, can't you, boy, eh?
Okay, this is it. Show champion.
There's a lot riding on this. Now you've chucked down the gauntlet to Oliver.
Oh, don't worry. I've got faith in this chap.
Hang on. Just let me... There we go. Good lad. Now, remember now, we've got the advantage here. He'll be better trained than Oliver's.
Well, let's not be too confident. Ed's worked with him a lot.
Okay, now make sure he stands square. I'll keep your fingers crossed.
Hey, there's no need. If that judge can't see you as a champ, I'll buy him a pair of glasses myself.
Can the class champions make their way into the ring, please? Judging for the overall champion of show is about to begin.
Good luck. That's it. And the other sleeve. Now you'll be all cosy and warm. Oh, come in, Mum. Sorry. I dressed him and then he needed changing again, so we're running a bit late.
That's all right.
Will.
Yeah, Emma. Me.
I thought it was Mum.
You've got George ready.
Yeah, we're just going shopping.
You can go shopping. He can come with me.
Will, I've sorted it out with Mum. She's taking us out for the day. You're not supposed to be here until 8.
So you could skip off out before I got here?
No.
I'm his dad. I can have him whenever I want.
No, it's not that simple.
Oh, it is. Come on, George.
No, I've not finished getting him ready.
This nappy bag packs, is it?
No, put it down. I've not packed anything for his dinner.
I can get stuff at the shop.
Will, oh, when are you going to bring him back?
Oh, I've not decided.
But I was going out.
And?
I need to know what time to be back.
Well, it could be any time.
You're not having him.
You sure? I could always ask Susan what she thinks.
Don't. Just give me a minute, all right? He's upset. Come on, come to Mummy.
Leave him. He'll be all right.
Oh, please.
He'll calm down, won't you, little man, eh? Because he's with his daddy. See you later. Sometime.
Just look at these steaks, Oliver.
Well, I think we're quite safe from the portion control police here. Well, what do you say, Ruth?
Well, I've got enough chips to feed a police force.
Come on, tuck in, Ed.
Oh, don't you worry, I'm starving. Cheers.
Winner's treat.
You did very well on the prize too, David.
Uh-huh.
Well done, Brookfield.
Thanks.
Be good publicity when the Echo photograph comes out.
Yeah.
We might get some more orders for our freezer packs for Christmas.
Well done, Grange Farm and all.
Yeah, well done, you two.
Yeah.
Highly commended.
Oh?
Yeah, they don't grow on trees. Now, listen, does anybody want another drink before I tuck in?
Once he starts stuffing his fears, you won't get another chance.
Oh, go on then, I'll have a half.
Me too. Ed?
Oh, a pint lager shandy, please.
No problem.
I'll just get some of those packets of ketchup for the chips.
Excuse me.
Of course, they're rushed off their feet.
Yeah, hang on. Excuse me!
Here you go, Ed.
Sorry?
You've done some excellent work for me this year. I'm beginning to wonder if I can manage without you. So here's your Christmas bonus.
Thanks, Oliver.
Don't spend it all at once.
I'm not going to be buying anything with it. Go straight to the bank on my way home.
Come on.
Just a minute. Who is it?
Emma, are you in there?
Oh, Mom.
Is everything all right? Why is this door locked?
Just a minute.
Oh, I thought we were going shopping. It'll be dark by the time we get there.
Oh, come in.
You've been crying. Oh, what's going on?
Where's George? Will's got him.
Will? You didn't say he was having the baby.
He didn't know. He just turned up and took him.
Took him? I don't understand.
He said he'll be coming for George wherever and whenever he wants from now on.
Well, that's not right.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It does, if he's going to upset you like this.
No, honestly, Mum, it's okay.
Look, Will's got a right to see the baby, but not like this. It's not good for George. He's got his routines.
Mum, just leave it. We'll sort something out.
Oh, no, I'd better have a word with him about it.
No, don't.
Look, sweetheart, I can't have you upset like this. And George will be upset too if his mummy's crying.
It's all my fault anyway.
Oh, love.
It's me, isn't it? It's me who's made him into this awful bully, and I've just got to deal with it.
Oh, look, I'll have a word with your dad then.
No, leave it, please. I'll talk to Will.
But I'm sorry, love, but I can't leave it like this. I'll see what your dad has to say, then we'll see.
It's open.
Hello, Pat.
Oh, hi, Betty. Come in.
I brought that dried yeast you were after.
Well, you needn't to come all this way for that.
Well, I thought you might need it, and the order's just arrived. That smells good.
Ah, just a quick spag bowl. I've got to finish off in the dairy, and I wanted to go and watch the switch-on of the Christmas lights.
Yeah, Mike and I are going too.
How is Mike?
Oh, another year older, as he keeps telling us. We got your card, by the way. Thanks.
Oh, good. Not going out, the two of you?
No, I'm cooking a family meal for him on Saturday night. Hayley said she'd bake him a cake. He said he didn't want to bother going out.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, Pat, I don't know what's up with him. He was all over the place, tripping over his feet at the auditions Tuesday night. I thought Linda would send us packing.
Well, I'm glad you're in the show.
It'll be a real old-fashioned variety night. Singing, dancing, a bit of stand-up comedy. Kenton's doing that.
Yeah, should be good. Well, be different anyway.
Mm.
So, Mike's a bit fed up about his birthday, is he?
Oh, he's been behaving weirdly since he got back from his fishing trip. How's Tony been?
Oh, I've been wondering if he got frostbite of the brain or something in Nottingham.
Yeah, Mike's the same. The lights are on, but there's no one at home.
Has he said anything about the trip?
Hasn't said much, full stop. He did say they spent more time boozing.
Yeah, so did Tony. Did Mike mention these mates of his trying to pick up women?
Yeah. And actually, he said Tony was chatting them up too.
That's funny. Tony said Mike was doing the chatting up.
Well, according to Mike, he had to hold Tony back.
And according to Tony, he was the one chaperoning Mike.
What do you think really went on?
Oh, knowing our husbands, they couldn't run away fast enough.
Well, unless Frank and Dennis and that lot set him up for a joke.
Oh, Betty, listen. How about if I tell Tony a girl called Saskia phoned for him?
And I'll tell Mike I found a garter in his pocket when I washed his jeans.
Let's see who cracks first.
Neil, tea's ready.
Oh, righto, Susan.
Oh, we'd better eat now if we're going to go to the switch on.
Yeah, I'll be in as soon as I've finished sorting these records.
Neil.
Yeah?
Can you just put them away for now?
What's the matter?
I want to talk to you about what Will did yesterday.
Go on, then. Oh. Here, you have my chair.
Oh, thanks.
I'll sit here.
Oh, Emma was really upset yesterday about him turning up out of the blue.
Well, he's a right to see his own child, Susan.
Well, that's just what I said, but babies aren't toys to be picked up and put down again.
I don't see what we can do.
Well, I can't just let it lie.
Well, I think you should. They'll have to sort it out properly between themselves. They're supposed to be adults.
I know. But there's something else. Something I can't put my finger on.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I said she was upset, but it was more than that. Mm-hmm. She seemed frightened, Neil.
Frightened? Of who? Of Will?
Well, yeah. She'd locked the caravan door for a start.
Had she?
And another thing, she said how it was all her fault and that he turned into a bully.
Did she?
You don't think he threatened her?
No. Will, no.
Oh, I've been worrying about it all day.
She called him a bully?
He really can't just turn up, grab George off her and go.
No, he can't. Look, leave it to me. If I see him in the bull tonight, I'll have a word.
Here you go, Betty, love. Some of Jolene's mulled wine.
Oh, tar.
There you go.
I feel it going right down to my toes.
Yeah, just the job.
Oh, happy birthday, Mike.
Oh, yeah, love.
Are there any mince pies?
Sid's coming round with him after he switched the ball lights on.
Oh, smashing. So, how's your new jacket?
Oh, very warm. Yeah, thanks. It's lovely.
I've thrown your old one out. I hope you don't mind.
Nah, it's been past its sell-by date for a long while.
Of course. I went through the pockets before I chucked it.
Oh, yeah?
Guess what I found?
Hope you're going to say a 20 quid note I'd forgotten about.
A garter.
What?
You heard, a garter.
No. You must be mistaken, Betty Love.
Well, I don't think so.
No. Perhaps it was, the rubber band I used to put round me maggot tin.
Not unless your rubber bands are covered in black lace and red ribbon.
Oh, well, I must have brought Dennis's coat back by mistake.
Oh, he wears lacy garters, does he?
No. I meant,
Yeah?
What I was going to say was...
Well?
Oh, heck.
Oh, Tony, it's the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sid's outdone himself.
Oh, there goes the village hall. That's done us proud.
Well, they've gone a bit OTT, haven't they, Pat? Look, the bungalow where the police house used to be.
Well, they're new, aren't they? They're probably trying to make sure they fit in.
Yes, maybe.
Always feels like the start of Christmas, doesn't it? When the village lights go on.
Well, it's just around the corner now.
Oh, by the way, I meant to tell you, someone rang up for you earlier.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you hadn't finished milking, so I said I'd take a message.
Who was it?
Let me think, can I... Saskia, I think she said her name was.
Who?
Yeah, and can you ring her back as soon as possible? Something about... let me see if I can remember it. A slow, comfortable...
What? A what?
Is there something you want to tell me?
Oh, no, there's nothing to tell. Honestly, Pat, nothing. We didn't do anything. I don't know how she's got my number. I can't remember a Saskia. Which one was she? There were so many. A whole swarm.
A swarm of Saskias?
Hens.
A swarm of hens?
The girls I was telling you about in Nottingham. Wild they were. Scary. You devil.
Your face. Oh,
you knew all along.
I couldn't resist it. It wasn't a phone call at all.
Right. Well, a happy Christmas to you too.
Look, number one, the grey mail. Oh, we used to be part of this every Christmas.
Yeah. We had some times in that little house, Susan.
Oh, look, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
Across the road. It's Will.
Oh, he must be off for a pint. I'll nab him now. Yeah. Save me the bother later on. Will! Hey, Will! Over here!
Yeah?
It won't take a minute.
What do you want?
Oh, only a quick word.
What about?
Well, it's about George.
George?
Yeah, look, Will, me and Susan don't think you should just turn up and take him whenever you feel like it.
I can't believe she said anything.
Emma was very upset yesterday and...
I can't believe it. She must think I'm a right mug.
Yeah, all right, well, it's just a quiet word we were after. No need to lose your rag.
She's put you up to this, hasn't she?
Emma knows nothing about this.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Will, can you voice down?
Oh, I can just imagine her. I bet she thought, oh, he'll never say anything. Will's too nice. Well, you can tell her this time she's wrong.
Will, please.
People are looking.
Well, they might as well hear, too. Your daughter is a scheming cow.
You what?
You know nothing, do you? Your angel of a daughter has been planning to steal my son and take him to France.
What?
France?
Yeah. Kidnap my son, your grandchild, behind all our backs. Her and that lowlife. And take him out of the country illegally. And it's only thanks to me that you can even see him at all. Because I took his passport.
I don't believe it.
Why would I make it up?
I don't know.
So you better get her the best solicitor you can afford. And you can tell her from me, I'm going to get everything I can out of it.
What do you think all that was about?
I'm keeping well out of it.
Do you think it's true?
I ain't thinking about it at all, mate. Next thing you know, you've been asked to take sides.
Yeah. Ian, you seen this, Mike?
What?
Today's Echo. In the employment ads. Bubbly, confident personal assistant needed for busy entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's Borchester Land. I reckon it's Matt Crawford. What's he up to?
Does it ask for a good sense of humour? Because you'll need one working for that clown.
Mm. She knew all along, you know.
Who?
Pat.
Ah.
Teased me mercilessly this evening.
Yeah, bet you know.
I had to tell her everything.
Well, even the bit about the girls taking bets and doing forfeits.
Yeah, and the losers had to get us on the dance floor, yeah.
Oh. We'll never hear the end of it.
If only I'd had my Armani specs.
Oh, give over. You were the Jack Duckworth look-alike, remember?
At least I wasn't the one most likely to be a pensioner. happy birthday, mate.
Oh, Neil.
Sit down, Susan. You look awful.
Oh, I can't. I'm so wound up.
Pacing up and down won't help.
I keep trying to think about what he said. Uh-huh. It can't be true. France... That is what he said, isn't it? They were going to France.
Yes, that's what he said.
But why?
To get away. Make a clean break.
A clean break? From us? We've done nothing but help and support her.
Well, it won't have been her idea, will it?
Why, do you think Ed did it all?
I don't know how much she was involved. Oh, well, she must have been. I mean, to get a passport for George and everything. But it won't have been her idea, I'm sure of that.
Oh, she was never sly. Never. When she was little, I could always tell if she told me a lie. She was always such a good girl.
It's him. Ed, he's brainwashed her, hasn't he? Ever since she took up with him, it's like I don't even know her half the time.
I thought I'd done everything right, you know. I'd always prided myself that I'd been a good mother.
What are you talking about? None of this is your fault, Susan.
Well, I didn't have the best start, and I didn't have a clue when she was born, but I did the best I could.
Well, we both did.
No. Now she's trying to make everything worse. Oh, I could slap her.
Yes, all right. Look, it's been a shock. There's nothing to be done tonight, and there's no rush. They're certainly not going anywhere.
No.
But it'll be 10 times worse for Ed when his father finds out. It won't take long for this to get round the village.
Lillian is determined to discover what Matt's up to. Hello, darling.
Got to get on. I've got a meeting with a financial director.
Hang on a minute, Tiger. About your advertisement.
What advertisement?
You know very well what I'm talking about. Jenny rang me and warned me. Now, where is it?
Oh, that. It's just a job advert in the employment bit.
Yeah, but it's not just a job advert, is
it? Look, never mind that. Shall we eat out tonight?
Don't change the subject. Why do you want a personal assistant?
Well, because, my darling pussycat, I need...
No, you do not. You've got more admin staff at Borchester Lab than you have desks to sit them at. So that seems to me, anyway.
And they all do a marvellous job, but I need someone to work exclusively for me.
Oh, poppycock.
I have got a lot of irons in the fire, as you well know. I need someone to organise my diary for me.
Really?
Yes. Now, be a sweetheart and get some coffee on the go for me while I have a shower.
Why don't you advertise for a chief cook and bottle washer while you're about it? They'd at least be useful. Morning, David.
Linda, made me jump. You're out and about very early.
Oh, well, sorry, it's my day off and I have a great deal to do, so I thought I'd kill 2 birds with 1 stone and call here on my way to the shop.
Oh, right, I see.
Well, looks as if I've just caught you in time.
I'm just off to the abattoir with a couple of the Herefords.
Oh, poor things. I hope you got my order.
Oh, sure we have. I'll be ringing everyone up later. Packs will be ready for collection in a couple of weeks.
Good. With your beef and a grandy goose, I shall be well set up for the festive season.
I'm sure you will. Now, Linda, is this just a social visit or is there something I can do for you?
Yes, it's about the parish council.
The parish council? At 7 in the morning?
David, I've heard that Nathan Booth is standing for election. Is it true?
Unfortunately, it is, yes.
I see. You do realise he's Derek Fletcher's lackey?
Yeah, no, I know. Neil and I said the same thing.
He hasn't got an original idea in his head, and it'll be a very negative campaign.
No, I agree.
He'll have been force-fed all Derek's bête noire.
I know.
And it'll encourage the most rabid reactionaries to crawl out of the woodwork.
No, you're absolutely right. I've got to get off, if you don't mind.
Oh, yes, of course. So, there's nothing to be done about Nathan Booth?
The democratic process, I'm afraid, Linda.
Yes.
Of course, if I had my way, the parish council would be a benign dictatorship under my direction.
Oh, well, I'm not sure that's
I'm just joking.
Oh.
Don't underestimate young Nathan, though.
Oh, I know how sneaky he is.
Just ensure that you win the vote.
Don't worry, I intend to. In fact, I'm starting my campaign this very morning. I've contacted the Echo photographer and prepared a press pack. It's all in hand.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck.
Right. I'll be back about 7. Can you book a table for us somewhere for about 8?
Bubbly.
Sorry?
Confident personality.
Oh, you found the job advert then.
Look, tell me, Matt, why does someone need to be outgoing and vivacious just to make someone else's dentist appointment?
Look, can we talk about this later? You know what the traffic on the bypass is like.
Are you looking for a personal assistant or a cocktail waitress?
A PA is the first point of contact a businessman makes.
Or businesswoman.
Yeah, or businesswoman, whatever. The first point of contact they make with a company. A PA needs to represent the image of that company. She needs to
be... Or he?
Yeah, he, she, whoever. They need to be a good advert for the company. It's a PR job, Lillian.
Public relations? Someone who buys the birthday card for your wife that you forgot?
Hey, it's nothing like that. They need to be good at schmoozing the clients, you know, that sort of thing. It's a professional job. Anyway... What are you up to this morning? Not much of a morning for riding.
Oh, no, I shan't have time for riding today. I've decided to stand for the parish council, after all.
Oh, right! Well, good for you.
You are addressing Ambridge's answer to Hillary Clinton.
Well, 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 that's a great bit of news.
Thank you, darling. I'm glad you think so.
The parish council could do with a bit of glamour.
Oh, I've more to offer than just glamour. Don't you worry. No, no, I've got my agenda.
And Dad took another order for a goose yesterday.
Great. They're picking up, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yep. It was definitely the right thing to do, moving into geese.
People like trying something new, don't they?
Oh, I reckon it's more to do with them recipe leaflets you made at the ball.
How's the Ollie and Mistletoe going?
Slow.
Oh, that's a shame. How come?
God, I'm fed up with it. Took me all day up and down them ladders to collect the stuff. It's been real hard work walking it round the house in the States.
Is it?
I think I'll pack it in next year. It's a young man's game.
You could have done with our Edward's help.
I'm managing.
You're missing him.
Oh, it's nothing to do with that.
Can it?
Of course it ain't. It's just hard work for not much money, that's all. That's why I'm sick of it.
Why don't you just ask him to do a couple of evenings?
Forget it. We won't need the money next year, any road, with everything else we're doing.
If you say so.
So, what time will supper be tonight?
Well, I've asked Colin to give me a lift home dinner time, so I can put the stew in on low. You and Joe can eat if you like. Pat's asked me to work late.
Aye. On a Friday night?
She got a rush order first thing. She rang me up before we left town.
Oh, right.
Eddie, about before...
Right, come on. Let's get you to Bridge Farm. I've got a lot to do myself.
Yeah. David!
Yes?
Over here!
Linda?
Yes!
Good grief, I didn't recognise you.
Yes, I've already heard Joe Grundy liken me to a bag lady.
Oh, dear.
Well, there's no point in putting on one Sunday best to clean out the village pond, is there?
No, of course, that's what you're up to, is it? With your jolly band of brothers and sisters?
Not so jolly either. Christine can't do much bending with her back. And Joe keeps dropping hints about hot toddies and rum in coffee.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Muttering darkly about his farmer's lung.
Oh, yeah.
So I've had to bribe him with the promise of a pie and a pint for lunch.
Yeah, I suppose the younger end are all at school and college.
Oh, beggars can't be choosers. Still, all helps to give a good impression of my campaign when the chap from the Echo gets here.
Good morning.
Oh, hi, Lillian. Oh, you're looking very smart.
Lillian? You're going riding? Where's your horse?
No, no, I got myself kitted out to make a point about bridleways and footpaths. Now, when do the press get here?
The press?
And a little burnt home with the Echo, we're sending a photographer.
What do you want with the press?
I'm launching my election campaign.
Morning all.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
What election campaign?
Hey, Clary chopped out an anorak like that. Even the charity shop turned it big.
Yes, thank you, Eddie. What elections, Lillian?
Ooh, the parish council election.
David, You never mentioned it this morning.
I didn't know.
Oh, dear, the village pond's in a bit of a state, isn't it?
The village pond is my concern.
Well, you won't get far with a couple of pensioners to help, if you don't mind me saying.
Actually, I do.
I'll have a word with Matt. He must have a couple of big, strong boys working for Borchester Land.
What?
You can loan them to me for a day. We'll soon get the pond up to scratch.
We? You do no such thing.
Ladies.
Matt won't mind. It'll be good PR.
How? Dare you?
Scared of a little competition?
Ladies, please.
Put out David, mate. One of them might end up in the pond if we're lucky.
Now, any more, and I'll show you both the red card.
Oh, all right, all right. And get your knickers in a twist, Linda. I'm going to sit and wait on the bench. Has anyone got a light, please?
Honestly, worse than my two youngest. Lillian, can I just have a quick word?
That woman. Eddie, if you have a spare half hour...
Oh, I'm sorry, busy man.
Oh, yes, of course. You've got quite enough on your plate, haven't you?
I don't want to talk about it, if you don't mind.
No, no, of course not. But I just wanted to say how sorry I am that it all came out like that last night.
Oh, yeah.
Terribly embarrassing. But I wanted to say everyone feels for you, you know. Everyone's terribly sympathetic.
Yeah, that's good of everybody. What were people saying exactly?
Well, just that the two of them have behaved very badly indeed, planning to run off like that. Poor Will.
Yeah, poor Will.
However, as I always say, it's six of one and half a dozen of the other. You can't judge until you know the full story.
Yeah, that's right.
Still, every cloud, eh? At least you and Carrie will be relieved that Ed and baby George won't be in France for Christmas.
So, you're serious about standing for the council?
Yes, of course.
It's not one of Matt's ruses.
I am my own woman, David.
Well, great. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, darling.
Anything to put the brakes on Nathan Booth's ambitions?
Ooh, this must be the chap from the Echo, right on cue. Pity Linda's deep in conversation with Eddie.
Clurry?
Eddie?
What the hell is going on in this family?
Eddie?
I've just had to stand there on the village green while Linda Snell tells me about how Edward was planning to kidnap George.
Eddie?
And he and Emma were running off with him to France.
Eddie, calm down.
Calm down.
Please.
Just a minute. You knew?
Well, yeah.
You knew about this?
What?
My own wife. And you never thought to tell me?
No, I've only just found out myself. Pat told me when I got to work. She didn't want me hearing about it accidentally.
So everybody knew? And I'm going round the village taking orders for turkeys. And everybody's sniggering behind my back.
No, they ain't. Of course they ain't.
The stupid, reckless, thoughtless... Has he gone mad? What was he thinking, Clary?
I don't know.
What the hell was going on in that tiny mind of his?
I don't know, Eddie. I haven't been able to speak to him yet.
Where's he working today?
No.
I asked you, where is he working?
Stop it, Eddie.
Is he over at Grange Farm?
Look, don't you think they've got enough to talk about without you and him brawling
as
well?
What did he think he was going to do? Hey, taking the baby to France?
Well,
did he think we were all going to say, oh, well, never mind, and all live happily ever after?
No, you're right, of course you're right.
The stupid, selfish... He could have ended up in prison. Do you realise? What then?
Listen, Eddie, it hasn't happened. They didn't do it. Him and baby George and Emma, they're still here.
Oh, so it's all right, is it?
Now, look, he is stupid and reckless and all them things you said, but he does love Emma and George.
And he's got no business to.
Well, you can't help your feelings, Eddie.
But you can keep them controlled.
Well, he's young.
He's old enough.
He's made mistakes.
And he'll keep on making them. And his mistakes wreck people's lives.
So he must have been desperate to plan something as drastic as this.
Desperate? I'll teach him about desperate.
But don't go and tackle him now, please, Eddie.
Oh, don't you worry. I don't want even to have to look at him.
He's our son.
Son?
Eddie, no.
My son.
No, don't say it again. Please don't say it again. Eddie.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo and the Agriculture Story Editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.